Charlie Skelton is a comedy writer who's reporting for The Guardian on the secretive comings and goings at the annual conference. I spoke to him earlier and I asked him how would he describe the Bilderberg conference?
A thing which happens once a year, which is a giant security operation, which Watford is just finding out, and a large international policy summit. And obviously, they're very secretive, so what you can find out is a little bit limited. But this year, there is a little bit more dialogue between the press and the Bilderberg group, so that's good.
So we've got a load of rich boys in a room together, having a few pints of lager, and they're trying to change the world. Effectively, that's what they're doing then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're drinking. I don't know if it's lager. It's probably more expensive than that.
Yes, yes.
It's not just rich boys. I mean, there's a lot of billionaire industrialists there, absolutely. A lot of gigantic wealth. But also, I think it's more important to point out that there's people like, you know, the head of the IMF and the president of the European Commission. There's people with genuine policy-making power there.
But why are they keeping this so secret? If they're going to be talking about things which could make a difference, why are they not coming out and saying, right, we're talking about this and we think we, as a whole, as an organisation, can make a big difference across the UK and across the world? Well, why are they being so secretive?
Well, you know what? That is the big question. That is the big question you've just asked. And I think what's emerging is that there isn't really any reason for them to be so secretive. And this year, for the first time, and this is historic, this has been going 59 years, for the first time, under pressure from journalists, they've actually hired a media communications company, and they put a little email address at the bottom of one of their statements. Unfortunately, they got scared, and a few hours later, they took it off again from the website. So, but you know, these little, you know, little acorns. You know, I feel like this little nervous creature has sort of nosed its way out into the air and is now ducking back again. But I think we can coax it out and have it behave normally, like any normal policy summit would behave.
But in real terms, between now and Saturday, you're going to be reporting on this. So you're effectively reporting on nothing because you can't get into that room. You're not going to know what's going on, are you?
Well, I mean, you can, at the very least, you can infer from some of the delegate list who is there, and they do release a sort of sketchy agenda. So you can put a few pieces together, and you can see that, for example, General Petraeus, the ex-head of the CIA, is there, and he's there with a few neocon friends, and he's working for Henry Kravis, the head of KKR, a massive private equity fund, and you know that sort of smells a little bit of war in and a little bit of warmongery. So yeah. You know, there are little, you can make sort of inferences from just raw data, but also, you know, you can by turning up, and there's a lot of media turning up, share information, and you know, just cover it as best you can, and by applying pressure, you know, you can make a difference and make this conference, you know, more transparent and more modern in a way.
Across Beds, hearts and bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, it's a story that everyone's talking about this morning. A meeting of some of the world's most influential figures is taking place amid tight security in Hertfordshire today. It's the annual Bilderberg Conference, which sees politicians, industry leaders and high-ranking financial and academic officials gather over 3 days at the Grove Hotel near Watford. I still think it is in Watford, but there you go. Another argument for another day. It's a slight change, though, of a scene from last year when they met in the Seychelles. With hundreds of protesters expected to gather outside, local taxpayers are having to foot the bill, the police bill. Tony Gosling is a journalist who has been researching the Bilderberg conferences for the last 20 years. Tony, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Justin.
Thanks for joining us live across Beds, Hearts and Bucks. First of all, again, let me just put this question to you. A lot of people still asking, what is this conference? Can you tell us in layman's terms what this conference is actually about?
I certainly can, but I just want to correct you on one fact. Last year they actually met in the United States, not in the Seychelles. That was a joke actually put out by the Daily Telegraph a few days ago.
So our researchers have fallen for the joke. Is that what you're saying?
Right, and to be honest with you, to start with, I would say your churchgoers in your three counties should be crossing themselves today, because if you hadn't noticed, it's the 6th of the 6th, and if you add up all the numbers in 2013, there's another 6th there. but joking aside, I mean, this is a bit like all the Bond villains you've ever imagined getting together in the same place, and I'm afraid the news is that fascism is alive and well in the EU. I mean, the individuals at the moment, right across the European Union, and also in the estates are actually being rewarded, as you might have noticed, for their ruthlessness and greed. And particularly the bankers. There doesn't seem to be any proper check on what these bankers are up to. We've had all these different types of crises, with HSBC being involved in money laundering in the United States, and they're trying to extradite brokers and bankers over to the US to be prosecuted there. We've had Barclays and the LIBOR, the billions of pounds of mortgage payers' money being taken away from them. We've also had the Payment Protection Insurance. They call it mis-selling. I would call it fraud. If you actually sell somebody something that isn't what you told them, it wouldn't do what you told them it was. It's a form of fraud. So that's what I think this is. It's a really a rather nasty collection of people who've made rather a lot of money out of us.
I want to play you something, because a lot of people are making comments about the protesters. I went down to the Grove last night and a few of them started arriving. This is one of the protesters. Now, just take a quick listen to this.
Global temperatures are rising, increasing all the time. The polar ice caps are melting. The sea levels are rising. The islands in the South Pacific are disappearing. The people are evacuating. Whole countries are going underwater. There are tornadoes, there's been hurricanes in America, West Nile disease, drought, there's famines, there's typhoons, there's cyclones.
And all the people inside the Grove are responsible for all of those things.
They control the capitalist system, which is destroying the planet, and humanity will be extinct by the end of the century.
I mean, come on, Tony. We've got somebody outside the Grove, and he's blaming the people inside that building for all the things that are going wrong on our lovely planet. Is that the calibre of protester that we can expect over the next 3 days?
Well, no, I mean, I think you can probably get better than people who are saying that the moon landing's never happened over the weekend. There's going to be some a lot better than that. But another thing I'd like to point out is that they certainly don't control the world, the Bilderbergs. They're very much focused on just the NATO countries. And this is no coincidence, because the whole thing started not long after the birth of NATO, after the Second World War in the 1950s. And one of the things that really irritates me, and we're very lucky actually to have this year, to have the list of participants and agenda, because normally they will only give the public that and the press that after they're all leaving in past years, many of the past years. So one of the things they're discussing, as you may have noticed on there, is Africa's challenges. But they're not inviting a single African. In fact, no Africans are allowed to go to Bilderberg conferences.
How does that work?
Only the NATO countries.
So they're talking about Africa, but nobody from Africa is invited.
Well, it sounds a bit insulting and a bit like a throwback to the old bad old colonial days. I mean, one of the main movers and shakers there is Henry Kissinger. I mean, he is, anyone would who actually looked into him would describe as a war criminal. In 1969, he agreed and organised a secret bombing of Cambodia. He organised a military coup in Chile and in Indonesia. Also, he's one of the people behind the Turkish invasion of Cyprus. Now, a military coup is not a nice affair. What happens is that, for example, in Chile, is the democratic president was murdered, and Pinochet was installed, and then we had thousands and thousands after that of disappeared people. So, you know, a war criminal, very much like the sort of Bond villain I was talking about before. But then we've also got a rather toxic mix of our politicians going in too. The main ones being Ken Clark, George Osborne, Ed Balls and Mandelson. And hang on a minute, you know, I've pinched myself, Balls and Osborne, both in the same organisation. You know, maybe we're not really getting Labour Party economic policy or Conservative Party economic policy. We're getting Bilderberg economic policy, because we've had this week Ed Balls coming out with the incredible statement that he thinks that we should be introducing means testing on various welfare benefits. Now, hang on a minute, because I thought that the Labour policy was towards Social Security, and he almost seems to be doing the Conservatives' job for them. Almost unbelievable.
But so, Tony, just lastly, how many protesters can we expect? I mean, on average, here, over the next 3 days outside the Grove, how many do you think are going to turn up?
Well, I mean, nobody really knows, but I mean, certainly the facilities are there for quite a few. I would guess in the high hundreds, which is great, because when I first started investigating this, and we do have rather a dearth of investigative journalism in this country, otherwise we'd be seeing good documentaries on the TV about these people, it'd be only about five people. Maybe if that would turn up to observe. But, you know, the thing that really bothered me when I first started looking at this was that the Bilderberg was chaired for the first 20 years by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who was a former SS officer before the war. you know, that was the thing that made me think, well, hang on a minute. For 20 years, this organisation was chaired by a man who wore the SS uniform. And then after that, he was disgraced in 1975 because he was proven to have taken $1 million bribe by Lockheed in the Lockheed scandal. Some of your older listeners will probably remember that in the 1970s. To get the Dutch Royal, the Dutch Air Force to buy Lockheed aircraft. They are asking us to trust them. Now, I have a message for the police. I think many of the police around that area will be thinking maybe we're pointing in the wrong direction. Maybe the terrorists are not the party goers outside and people organising talks. Maybe they're in that conference.
Tony, I appreciate your time. Some interesting views. We can now go live to our reporter, Gareth Lloyd, who is...